So not only were my contacts internally, but externally, I had met with one of the members of the Healthy Kids Advisory Committee, and she had worked with a private industry, and so to speak, and she was working with a majority of the pediatricians that were in the state, and she was reporting that they had not seen any increase in enrollment whatsoever. So how was it that they were saying 30,000 kids, and where were they going?
And Vicki, were there performance bonuses on the line so that these inflated numbers produced bonuses that weren't deserved by, for example, your supervisor, Patty Wentz, or the boss of the program, Kathy Kaufman?
That's right. The state of Oregon receives bonuses based on, there were a number of criteria, but one of the key was the number of enrollees. And during my time there, it was close to about $100 million that they had received. In the last year that I was there, they had received $22.5
million. Mm-hmm.
And then those dollars did not go to the Healthy Kids program. It went to the state. And my understanding is it was used to offset the deficit in the overall state budget.
I see.
Legislative, that the state was facing at that time.